But I have got a very beautiful topic. For the new ones, it will become very clear. And I will keep everything very clearly in very easy words. The topic is to tour the subtle world through astral body. Today we are celebrating Baba's Day of Remembrance, and we also have to learn that every day, early in the morning as well as in the evening, or any time, is how to have meeting with Baba, because time is moving at a very fast speed. When all technology will fail, and when there will be no contact with our own family members, we will have only the meeting through the mind and intellect with Baba. Meeting Baba through the subtle body, there will be a very beautiful experience of this. And therefore, all of the brothers and sisters will pay attention. When the corporeal meeting of Baba Dada has come to an end, we experience Baba's help, and we also experience his miracle, and it will continue to happen with everyone. And therefore, everything that Baba is not coming today, there is some beautiful part, and it was in today's Murli. There will be the cries of victory, and the great destruction will also take place. We will also have the experience and practice of keeping direct connection with Baba, and it should be very well practiced. I also remind everyone, last time when Baba was asked what name has to be given to this year, you all may remember that name. Baba said, the one who will make very good effort this year, Baba's blessings will work with them. And there may be many meanings for the name of the year, the completion year. So whatever we want to do, we have to do it now. Whatever we want to do at this confluence age, and whatever we desire to have, we have to do it now. The part keeps on changing day by day, and therefore I will take all of you. This is a very secret thing. You will all pay attention, and we will also have the practice. First of all, I would tell about Brahma Baba to all of you. From 3-4 days, you all have heard Baba's life story. After the copper age, from the copper age, there are no tapasvis as Brahma Baba. Amongst the tapasvis, the number one tapasya, whenever Baba used to give drishti, others would forget their body and the bodily relations, and they would become bodiless. It is a very great tapasya. The feeling of attaining perfection, having unlimited disinterest. Baba would also have the experience, the Shri Krishna form. Baba was very royal, even in his last birth. There was more royalty, but also simplicity as well. Whoever would look at Baba, they would belong to Baba. Just as everyone tell Baba that Baba is mine, let everyone also tell you that you belong to us. Let there be no rejection from anyone. Just as Baba embraced everyone. When I came, I used to see what kind of children surrendered to Baba. Nobody asked them in the world, and nobody wanted them to keep in the world. And Baba accepted them, Baba embraced them. He became Brahma next to God, the best of our fortune. And therefore we are the children of such a father, and we have to become like him, and we should have this beautiful aim. The astral body. Many might have not heard this name. There is also the other name, the subtle body. The speed of the subtle body is limitless or infinite. We will also have the practice of what's about the subtle body, and from today we will all have the same. Now we should have this practice very well in the coming dangerous time. Through this astral body, we have to help others. When there will be no plane, no train, no bus, at that time you will have to sit in your astral body, and in a second you can go anywhere. The soul resides in the two bodies. It has been very well simplified. One is the physical body. Just as the physical body is spread, in the same manner, the body of light, the subtle body, there are two bodies and one soul. Through the thought of our mind, through our feelings, and through the elevated stage and purity of the mind, the astral body is created. And therefore, everyone remember, when the soul sheds the body, the soul comes out with the astral body and enters the womb. And it enters with the subtle body. And so now we will practice. So first of all, all of you consider yourselves to be a soul sparkling in the center of the forehead. Visualize this. I am a very bright star. I am residing in the hut of the forehead. for a few moments, create a thought that this physical body is separate from me. I, the soul, I am residing now in this subtle body. Through my every organ, the rays of light is being spread. I am an angel. The soul is in the body of light. I am an angel. This practice has to be increased, and everyone has to remember, when we have this practice, our thoughts automatically become peaceful. Whoever has the complaint, many has the complaint of negative thoughts, wasteful thoughts. So have the practice of the soul. I am an angel. Practice the self-respect, and the thoughts will automatically become peaceful. One more beautiful practice, and we will practice many a times. There is nothing to say much, but we will all learn. Yes, how we will go and have the God's meeting in the subtle world. We will now have a very beautiful practice. I, the soul, taking the subtle body, I am going up above. Going beyond the sky, going beyond the sun, moon and stars, I am going towards the subtle world. I reached the subtle world. This is the land of angels. There is white light all around. Look, friend, Bab Dada, a divine light. Through his every organ, the rays of light is being spread. In the forehead, the great light is sparkling. Baba has placed his hand of blessings on my head. And gave me the blessing. Child, may you be ever happy. And I, the angel, I am coming down, spreading the light everywhere entered back to this body. This is our pilgrimage to go through the subtle body and to come back. 3 times in a day it has to be practiced, and you will experience the detachment. There is only benefit and benefit. All the desires will end. The speed of thoughts will become less, and naturally there will be the power of concentration. This subtle body itself is called as an astral body. This is the last birth, the last body, and we do all service through this astral body. A small example, we all are sitting here. I will tell you all, now go to the center where you go and go to Baba's room. So for a second you are there in Baba's room, in your centers, the mind and intellect reaches there, and there the subtle body is created. We will be sitting there, and further this only will be practiced and come into use. You will get a message that your relative in America is in sufferings, and instantly will practice that I am an angel. I go and reach him there. Given drishti, the vibrations are given, the hand of blessings is kept on him, and he will instantly get the message, the sufferings are ended. So all of us, we have to increase this practice. We have to increase the practice of being an angel. Bhavala, in last 5, 7 years or 10 years, has clearly said that the world needs your sakash, and it's very, very necessary. Unhappiness and peacelessness in the world has been increasing. The devotees are so sorrowful and are remembering God, "Oh God, come and help me." Baba said, Baba remembers you children. Children, give sakash to them. We have to understand this aspect, because their relationship is not with Baba. They cannot accept Baba's sakash, but we can accept Baba's sakash and we can give them, because we are their ancestors, and therefore they will accept it. We have to go to Baba, and we will now have different experiences. We will also have handshake with Baba. There are many brothers and sisters from Gujarat, and the Gujaratis, they play dances holding their hands with one another. So today we will have a dance with Baba. We will take drishti from Baba. We will take blessings from Baba. And we will have a very beautiful planning in our mind, in order to have an angelic form. There should be a very beautiful practice of remaining in soul consciousness. We should also know how to keep ourselves very light, and it's very necessary. We have to keep our mind very light. The devotees are having so many burdens on their head. Some have the burdens of responsibility, Some have the burdens of eye and mind. Some have the burdens of worries. Some have the burdens of belongingness. True knowledgeable one is he who liberates himself from all of these things. This is not only about speaking knowledge or listening to knowledge. We have to remain carefree by understanding this knowledge. We have to get liberated from I and mine and let this knowledge make us fearless. Let there be no fear. Let there be no fear of anything, and this will be the form of knowledge. Now once again, I will tell you about a very beautiful scene. Baba had a drill for us. Baba said, have this practice. Consider that the angelic dress has been hanged there, and I just want to wear it up. I wear and then fly. And sometimes you remember another beautiful scene. All the people of Bharat have heard the story of Shri Krishna. If Shri Krishna wanted to go anywhere, he welcomes his vehicle, remembers his vehicle, and that vehicle comes in front of him, and he will sit in that and he can go anywhere. In the same manner, we have our subtle body. We have to enter into it and we can reach anywhere we want. So now we will have this practice. Wear your angel dress. I am a shining diamond. I am seated in the subtle body. And in a second, I am moving towards the subtle world via the sky. I am now in the subtle world. Where there is a supreme bliss everywhere. Look at Bab Dada in front of you, the brightest star. The sun of knowledge in the forehead. And the rays of his is falling on me directly. Baba is giving drishti. And applied a tilak on the forehead and gave the blessing. Child, may you be victorious. May the conqueror on this battlefield of Maya. May you be the destroyer of obstacles. Accept these blessings on this beautiful day. And Baba is saying, child, the Father has given you blessings. And this is the blessings of the Supreme Sadguru. You are the destroyers of obstacles. While moving along, you have to destroy the obstacles of many. You have the power to destroy the obstacles of others. You are very powerful on this earth. I have given you all my powers. The Almighty Authority is shining in the center of the forehead, and the rays of His power is being absorbed in me. He is the same, the one whom we have been searching for many ages. To have His one glimpse, our eyes were waiting for Him. Baba's rays are falling on me. The godly power is being absorbed in me. in order to make her homes a temple. To make your life as pilgrimage place. You all definitely have to call Baba 5 times in a day to your home. 2-3 things I would like to share about Brahma Baba to all of you. I don't remember whether it is in the story or not. In Baba's life, there was very good balance, very detached and very loving, a very good inculcation. The whole world has to love us. We also have to love the whole world. But in a second, we have to get detached. Let nobody's love bring us into bondage. And Brahma Baba had this natural inculcation. There were many who would love Baba. Everyone loved Baba. Baba was the mother and father. Baba gave the affection of a mother, gave love and sustenance. Even after staying in the atmosphere of giving so much of love, it was as if that Baba didn't meet anyone. It was as if that Baba didn't speak to anyone. And while doing all activities, Baba became detached. And Baba had this easy practice, and the easy practice for this is to have the practice of getting detached from the body. While having the responsibilities of everything on the karma field, while distributing love to everyone, have to get detached. And that was in today's Murli. Baba said, the one who knows to run the body, they can run the world. And Baba said everything, body, mind, wealth and people, one should come to know to run everything. So we have to know to run ourselves. We also have to learn how to live in the relationships. Have to fulfill all tasks and also remain detached. Let any attainment or any person become obstacle. We also have to get liberated from the bondages of actions of charity. And if we do with this feeling that I have done this, that also can bound you in bondages. Baba was very detached and very loving. Along with being very loved, he also had the attitude of renunciation. And he had a very beautiful inculcation. And we have to learn everything from Baba. Many mothers came to me and said, somebody had told us, why do you care your children? You have to remain free of attachment. So some children were said, why do you take care of your parents? You have to get detached. So there was so much of tension and stress, and they thought that our parents itself is a life for us. And somebody said, why are you being bound in this bondages? So these are wrong inculcations. Have to learn everything from Baba. Baba was a detached observer. And Baba also had
सौभाग्य को साक्षी होकर देखना है वही कर्तव्यों को भी पूरी जिम्मेदारी से पालन करना
आपने सुनाई होगा. You all might have heard Baba and Mama every day at night used to go to each one at the time of sleeping. And Baba used to see whether everyone have been given the quilt for sleeping. did everyone had everything. So Baba sustained very well. So it doesn't mean to be free from attachment means the child is ill and it should not be taken care or should not be given medicine. We have to remain detached. So this is dryness. We have to be free from attachment, but still we have to give sustenance. We have to understand this with depth. All these things were in Baba's life. Baba could never see anyone's sorrow. So whenever Baba used to hear that this particular child is ill, is suffering, then Baba used to give searchlight. The one which is said Sakash, in other words. Baba was very aware about the Kumaris, very alert about the Kumaris, and also a detached observer. So this is the recognition of a great yogi, to be a detached observer. So once again we go towards the subtle world and we give invitation to Baba and bring Baba down. We will also handshake with Baba and we'll also practice this. I am an angel. I am a shining diamond. I am in the subtle body. Moving out of this body, I, the angel, am flying via the sky to my subtle world, reach the subtle world. In the front is Bab Dada.
Drashti de rahe
hai. He is giving drishti.
Unki drishti se.
And with his drishti,
light aur might ki kirne mujh.
The rays of light and might is falling on me.
अब यहां से हम सारे संसार को दृष्टि दे दें.
Now from here we have to give drishti to the whole world. I am an ancestor. I am the world benefactor. From the subtle world I give drishti to this corporeal world.
सब सुखी हो जाएं.
Give this thought, let everyone be happy. Baba is my God friend. Take his hand in your hand. He is the friend of my mind. If there are any confusions in the mind, it is finished off. We will remain light by telling everything to him.
तब बाबा के साथ हाथ में हाथ पकड़कर रास करेंगे.
Now we will have a dance with Baba hand in hand.
सबकी आनंदमय रास से सूक्ष्म लोक भी आनंद विभोर हो गया है.
And having this dance in the subtle world, everyone are getting more happy in the subtle world. The subtle world is filled with total joy.
Baba ne hame gale se laga liya.
Baba embraced me. Baba is loving me so much.
हम बाबा के सामने.
I am in front of Baba.
प्यार से उन्हें निमंत्रण दें.
I now give invitation to Baba with lot of love. Oh my God friend, the friend of my mind.
अब हमारे साथ नीचे अवतरित हो जाएं.
Now incarnate.
हम दोनों के हाथ आपस में जुड़े हुए.
The hands of both of us is connected with one another. Both of them are coming down.
आगे नीचे.
Have come down.
बाबा ने अपनी हजार भुजाएं मेरे सिर के ऊपर फैला दी है.
बाबा स्प्रेड हिज थाउजेंड आर्म्स ऑन माय हेड.
और बोले बच्चे.
एंड सेड.
तुम अकेले नहीं हो.
चाइल्ड यू आर नॉट अलोन.
मैं हजार भुजाओं सहित.
I with thousand arms am always with you. And whilst giving drishti, Baba went back to the subtle world.
इस तरह यदि हम रोज करने लगे.
लाइकवाइज इफ वी हैव द प्रैक्टिस एवरी डे
समाप्त हो जाए कि
देन ऑल द प्रॉब्लम्स विल एंड. सम हैव द कंप्लेन दैट दे कैन नॉट हैव योगा इवन दैट विल एंड. सम से आई डोंट गेट स्लीप दैट विल एंड.
लगती है
द ड्राइनेस विल गो अवे.
बड़ा सुख मिलेगा
एंड यू विल ऑल एक्सपीरियंस ग्रेट हैप्पीनेस बाबा'स मीटिंग.
सिर पर होने का प्रत्यक्ष अनुभव होने.
एंड यू विल प्रैक्टिकली फील एंड एक्सपीरियंस दैट बाबा'स थाउजेंड आर्म्स इज ऑन अवर हेड. इट इज नॉट जस्ट एन इमेजिनेशन बट इट इज एक्सपीरियंस प्रैक्टिकली.
वो एक सुंदर ड्रिल किया करें.
सो एवरीबडी शुड हैव अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल ड्रिल.
मैं आत्मा.
आई द सोल.
सूक्ष्म शरीर में हूँ.
आई एम इन द सटल बॉडी.
लाइट हाउस माइट हाउस फरिश्ता हूँ.
आई एम एन लाइट हाउस माइट हाउस एंजल.
मेरे अंग अंग से लाइट माइट फैल
रही है. द लाइट एंड माइट इज बीइंग स्प्रेड टू ईच एंड एवरी ऑर्गन ऑफ माय बॉडी.
करते हुए ये भी याद रखेंगे.
एंड व्हाइल प्रैक्टिसिंग दिस विल आल्सो रिमेंबर
सुंदर कमेंट्री देनी है.
दैट वी आवरसेल्व्स हैव टू गिव गुड कमेंट्री फॉर आवरसेल्व्स अदरवाइज द माइंड विल बी स्टम्बलिंग हियर एंड देयर.
लोक में पहुंचा.
आई द सोल रीच द सटल वर्ल्ड.
हम सब कर रहे
हैं. एंड विल स्टार्ट हैविंग दिस प्रैक्टिस.
फिर वहां से मैं आत्मा बनकर पर.
एंड फ्रॉम देयर आई बिकम द सोल एंड आई गो टू द सुप्रीम अबोड.
शिव बाबा.
अबव इज बाबा द इनकॉर्पोरियल वन.
का बीज.
द सीड ऑफ द ह्यूमन ट्री. एंड बीनीथ हिम इज आई
वाइब्रेशंस उसकी एनर्जी मुझ में
हिज वाइब्रेशंस एंड एनर्जी इज बीइंग अब्सॉर्ब्ड विद इन मी
वहां से मैं आत्मा शक्तियां भर
फ्रॉम देयर आई द सोल आई फिल पावर विद इन माई सेल्फ एंड रिसाइड इन द सेंटर ऑफ द फोरहेड Three, four times we take this round. This is a very beautiful practice. And this will make our yoga powerful. And it was in yesterday's murli. Baba said, the one who are good yogis, they have to make this practice a very beautiful practice. The sun is giving light, heat, energy. And we also stabilize in that high stage. So how we will do this? I, the soul, can create any thought that I am supremely pure, I am Master Almighty Authority, I am in the Supreme Abode, Baba is in the Supreme Abode, and the rays of His light is falling on me, and it is again falling on the entire world. So now we will have this practice, the Almighty Authority in the Supreme Abode, the Son of Knowledge.
उनके नीचे मैं आत्मा
बीनीथ हिम आई द सोल एक्सट्रीमली पावरफुल वन
बाबा की किरणें मुझ पर पड़ रही हैं
बाबा'स रेज़ आर फॉलिंग ऑन मी
नीचे
एंड थ्रू मी इट इज बीइंग स्प्रेड इन द एंटायर वर्ल्ड
पूरी सृष्टि पर अनेक मनुष्यात्माएं इन किरणों को देख रहे हैं
मेनी ह्यूमन बीइंग्स आर एक्सेप्टिंग दिस रेस एंड आर हैविंग द क्राइज ऑफ विक्ट्री I, the soul, I am back into this body. Today is a very beautiful day. And Baba will also give blessings to all of us. And since morning many have taken blessings, now the stamp will be applied. We will all use that blessings. We will make Baba as our good friend, the friend of our mind. Any confusions, instead of relating to the human beings, we will tell to Baba, our God friend, and He will make our mind beautiful. The mothers have the complaints and they give the complaints to the other mothers. So instead of God, we will make God as our God friend. We will become great yogi. The mind will become blissful. I would also like to tell all of you that this day has a blessing. Any weaknesses you have to give it to Baba. Baba is the bestower of fortune. Shri Baba has given His complete authority to Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba, our mother, is also the bestower of fortune. We will surrender our weakness to the bestower of fortune. Then the star of fortune will shine. And there can be nothing lacking in anyone's fortune. And therefore,
ऐसी कमजोरी
विद अ ट्रू माइंड
कष्ट देती हो
द वीकनेस विच इज गिविंग अस प्रॉब्लम और ट्रबलिंग अस
के लिए परेशानी
हो द वन विच इज द ट्रबलिंग द फैमिली मे बी एंगर द कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ आई
कष्ट देने का संस्कार
टेलिंग लाइज Giving troubles, we will donate this to Baba. Baba will definitely take it. So there is the importance of this day. We can also take blessings from him about becoming successful in service, and for always it becomes a memorial. You all have come here, and therefore nobody will think that Baba is not coming today.
अब से ही अच्छे अभ्यास करेंगे
फ्रॉम नाउ यू विल ऑल हैव अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल
मेरा तो ये अनुभव हो रहा है जब से बाबा का ये पार्ट इस साल का थोड़ा हल्का हुआ है
फ्रॉम द मोमेंट बाबा पार्ट हैज बिकम लाइट आई हैव दिस ब्यूटिफुल एक्सपीरियंस दैट बाबा इज कमिंग एवरी डे सो विद पावर ऑफ कॉन्सेंट्रेशन बींग अब्सॉर्ब्ड फ्रॉम नाउ
साढ़े आठ बजे
अंटिल 8:30 पीएम 9 पीएम वी विल ऑल टेक
अपने जीवन को धन्य धन्य
दिस ब्लिस ऑफ हैविंग अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल मीटिंग विद बाबा
बाबा के आप सभी बच्चे बहुत बुद्धिमान
यू ऑल बाबा इंटेलेक्चुअल चिल्ड्रन
जिन्होंने बाबा को
आर सिटिंग हियर द वन हू हैव रिकॉग्नाइज्ड बाबा
ये जगह है तीनों बाबा के जगह है दो ऊपर और एक शांति वन अब तेजी से
So this is Baba's place and this place will become Baba's great pilgrimage place. Now 25,000 people have gathered here, 25 lakhs will come here. There will be a line and Baba has already said that the sky will become a bed linen and your briefcase will become a pillow. So everything is going to change. There will be the difference of day and night will go away. Thousand times God has come to this place. The feet of the deities is put here.
एक ही जगह आएगी
सो इट इज ओनली वन सच ग्रेट पिलग्रिमेज प्लेस देयर विल बी ओनली प्लेन टिकट अप टू आबू रोड ओनली द ट्रेन टिकट अप टू आबू रोड द टाइम इज नॉट फार अवे
अपने पुरुषार्थ को अंतिम रूप दे दें
सो वी हैव टू गिव अवर एफर्ट अ फाइनल टच
उस साक्षी दृष्टा होकर
वी हैव टू बी अ डिटैच्ड ऑब्जर्वर बी योगयुक्त
प्राप्त कर लें
एंड अटेन एवरीथिंग दैट वी वांट टू अटेन इन दिस लाइफ
और कह दें
एंड द लास्ट वर्ड
जिनको सकाश देने की बहुत इच्छा
द वन हू हैव ग्रेट डिजायर टू गिव सकाश और वन हू हैव ग्रेट फीलिंग टू डू वर्ल्ड सर्विस विल हैव अ स्मॉल प्रैक्टिस I am an angel. I take the power of peace from Baba and giving it to the world. I take the power of peace and give that to the world.
10 के ऊपर एक एक मिनट जाकर वहाँ अच्छे वाइब्रेशन
सो वेयर एवर पीस इज रिक्वायर्ड वी विल गो टू दैट प्लेस एंड
सभी लोग सुखी हो जाएं
द पीस टू दैट एरिया और टू दैट प्लेस एंड द पीसलेसनेस विल बी डिस्ट्रॉयड Everyone will become fearless. Everyone will be filled with power. So we will take each and every thought and have the practice. And therefore Baba has already said that we have to stabilize ourselves in one thought. There will be very good yoga, very good service. So now we will end here. We will now go to Baba. We will have the same practice. The rays of the Almighty Authority is being absorbed within me and it is being spread in the whole world.
और ये योग 1 मिनट प्लीज ये योग
And this yoga we will surrender to our sweet Dadi Gulzar. Let our health become beautiful. So in today's practice we will all stabilize ourselves in one thought. Let a Dadi become healthy and come back to us.
बाबा ब्रह्मा को भी शुक्रिया अर्पित करते हुए
एंड थैंकिंग फादर ब्रह्मा
शुक्रिया देते हुए
वी विल आल्सो गिव थैंक्स टू दादी गुलजार
हु
हैड accommodated two powers in her body. So we will also thank दादी गुलजार. So this powerful yoga we will dedicate to दादी गुलजार.